This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Trinity_Sun_Me. Holy Trinity Sunday be first posted June 7th, 2009, Deuteronomy 6:4-9 Lord, Psalm 149 Spiritual Warfare, Romans 8:14-17 Led by the Spirit, John 3:1-17 New Birth, Deuteronomy Paraphrase, Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. With all your heart, soul and strength, you shall love the Lord. The Lord's commandments, which have been given to you are to be engraved upon your hearts. You shall diligently teach them to your children. You shall talk of them in daily conversation, and shall meditate on them as you walk, as you lie down, and when you awake up you shall remember them as though a string tied around your finger. You shall be as a frontlet tied to your forehead above and between your eyes, a phylactery. You shall write them on your doorpost and gatepost, to remind you as you leave and return to your home. Some paraphrase, consider the great diversity of creation, from microscopic one-cell organisms to huge dinosaurs, from the inner space within the atom to the vastness of the cosmos. God has brought forth an orderly universe from primordial chaos, Genesis 1:2. All creation has been created by and bears witness to God's divine wisdom. All creation has been brought into existence, is sustained, and comes to an end by God's will. God has given every living thing the breath *** of life, but God's intention for mankind is far more than the breath of physical life. God has created us to be eternal beings. We are all eternal, the question is where we will choose to spend eternity, John 5:28-29. God wants to fill us with His Spirit *** through whom we receive eternal life and fellowship with God. God wants to renew us spiritually, similarly to the way God constantly renews His creation physically. God's glory is beyond what we can imagine. He uses the awesome power of His Word, by which the universe was created, to give us physical and spiritual life. When we begin to understand God's nature and character, we will rejoice and praise Him and seek to please Him. Romans paraphrase, all who are led by the Spirit are sons and daughters of God, Romans 8:14. The gift of the Holy Spirit is not given to enslave us, but is the Spirit of adoption as sons and daughters of God. When we cry, Abba, Father, prompted by the Holy Spirit in ecstatic worship, the Holy Spirit is bearing witness with our own spirits that we are God's children. And if we are God's children, then we are heirs of God and sharing the inheritance with Christ, provided that we are willing to share in Christ's suffering so that we may also be glorified with Christ. John paraphrase, Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a Jewish religious leader, a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish religious court. He came to Jesus at night because his fellow Pharisees would not approve. Nicodemus told Jesus that he knew that Jesus was a teacher who had come from God, because of the signs, miracles which Jesus was doing. Jesus told Nicodemus that, in all truth, one cannot see the kingdom of God all around them now, and ultimately in heaven unless one had been born anew, born again. Nicodemus asked how a person could be born a second time. Could a mature individual re-enter his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied that, in total certainty, one cannot enter the kingdom of God unless one has been born of water baptism into Jesus and the Spirit, anointing, baptism, gift, of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Those who are born of the flesh are flesh perishable. Those who are born of the Spirit are spiritual beings imperishable, in human flesh. Jesus told Nicodemus not to be incredulous that Jesus had told him that one must be reborn. One does not have to understand where the wind asterisk comes from or where it goes, but one hears the sound of it. It is like that with the Spirit *** one can experience it without fully understanding it. Nicodemus asked how this could be. In reply, Jesus asked how Nicodemus could presume to be a teacher of Israel understanding what Jesus had said. Jesus told him that Jesus and all born-again Christians were testifying to what they knew and had experienced, But Nicodemus wasn't accepting his testimony. If Nicodemus couldn't understand what Jesus was teaching in worldly experience, how could he believe what Jesus would teach about heavenly things? No one has ever ascended into heaven except Jesus who has descended from there. Jesus Christ the Son of Man must be lifted up on a cross, like Moses lifted the bronze image of a fiery serpent on a pole in the wilderness, so that everyone who believes in Jesus may have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Commentary: The Lord our God is one Lord, Deuteronomy 6:4. God is Spirit, John 4:24. Jesus is God in human flesh, God with us, Matthew 1:23. Me, the whole fullness of deity dwelling with us in Jesus Christ, Colossians 2:8-9. Jesus is both fully God and fully human. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, Romans 8:9, and the Spirit of Truth, John 14:16-17. God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit are not three gods but one God, in three expressions, three progressive self-revelations of God to us. God revealed himself to us in his Word, the Bible, in Jesus Christ, who is the fulfillment, embodiment and demonstration of God's Word lived out in human flesh, John 1:1-3:14, and personally revealed by the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit. We first come to know God through the Bible, but we cannot really know and have personal fellowship with God except through Jesus Christ, John 14:6. We first come to know Jesus through the Gospel, the New Testament. As we trust and obey Jesus, he will anoint us with the gift of his Holy Spirit, through whom we have personal knowledge of and fellowship with Jesus and God the Father. Only Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, John 3:3-5-8. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, 21-23. We cannot love God as Spirit because he is too unlike us. We cannot imagine what he is like, but we can learn that he is good and faithful from the record of his dealing with Israel in the Bible. Jesus is the demonstration of God's nature, his love, power and faithfulness, in human form. We can only come to love God, through Jesus, when we realize what God has done for us. Unless we have learned to love Jesus through the Bible, we cannot recognize, accept and love the Holy Spirit. When we receive the indwelling Holy Spirit, we experience and come to know with certainty his love and goodness. Jesus is the picture of God's nature and his love for us, dramatized for us on the cross. When we realize God's love and sacrifice for us, we will want to praise, thank, and try to please him by our obedient trust. Through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we are able to sing a new song of praise and rejoice in the Lord. The two-edged sword of the Holy Spirit is the Word of God, Ephesians 6:17. The Lord opens our minds to understand the Scriptures, Luke 24:45. The Holy Spirit speaks through his born again, John 3:3-5-9, disciples. He guides us into ministries according to his will, and he gives the gifts of abilities that we need to fulfill those ministries. I personally testify to this truth. We are involved in a spiritual battle between the forces of evil and God's people. The victory over evil has already been won at Jesus' crucifixion, 1 Corinthians 2:6-8. God's people are called to join the battle, using God's word to overthrow the forces of evil, and to restrain the worldly rulers of this present age. The Lord gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, to those who are willing to be led by his Holy Spirit, Isaiah 42:5. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that we are in Christ, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16, God's adopted children, that we are heirs of eternal life in God's eternal kingdom in paradise, and that we are brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ and share fully in his kingdom, provided that we share in Jesus' ministry and the suffering he received for the gospel. Nicodemus was a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, Jewish religious court of 70 priests, scribes, teachers of the law, i.e. scripture, and elders. He realized that the deeds Jesus had been doing publicly had to be by God's power and authority, but Nicodemus wasn't ready to risk his own personal reputation and standing in Israel, so he came to Jesus secretly, at night. Jesus explained spiritual rebirth to Nicodemus, using a metaphor and played on the Aramaic word which meant wind, and spirit, and breath, but Nicodemus questioned how this could be. Jesus asked in reply, how Nicodemus could presume to be a teacher of God's people without understanding this spiritual reality and relying on Jesus' word. Does our membership in the nominal church or our standing in society cause us to be reluctant to hear spiritual truth? Have our churches allowed unregenerate, not born again, people to be teachers and ministers? Have our churches preached the Holy Spirit and spiritual rebirth? Acts 19:2. Today is Trinity Sunday, when the church celebrates the triune God, one God in three persons, or expressions. The word Trinity is not found in the Bible, but the principle is throughout. One can know the triune God personally. The only way to God the Father is through God the Son, Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, John 20:28, by God the Holy Spirit, by grace, unmerited favor, a free gift, through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9, Jesus is God's only anointed eternal King, Christ and Messiah both mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23? Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.